Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 320.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 320. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. This is going to be an awesome, awesome episode, and I'm going to be going over rhythms. Before I get into that, I have some really, really important news. Okay, I have some really, really important news, so listen closely. JPS 4.0 will be released on Black Friday. I'll say it again. JPS 4.0 will be released on Black Friday. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, there's a whole new community section that's going to greatly, greatly enhance the way you learn jazz piano. Now, have you ever felt isolated, alone, frustrated, doubtful, insecure when learning jazz piano? Because I know I have. All those things I just listed are actually some of the most common feelings that I've felt when learning jazz piano and going through my jazz piano journey. And I felt these things over and over and over again. And what I found is that when I surrounded myself with other jazz piano enthusiasts that were going along the same journey as me, I was more confident. I was inspired. I was motivated. I felt like I could actually do it. Like I could actually accomplish my goal. Why? Because there was other students that were ahead of me and there was other students behind me. So I realized that all I had to do was really keep going. And in my live programs, all the students in my live programs experience the same exact feelings before they get into my programs. And then once inside the programs, when they're surrounded by this small cohort of students that I lead through my 90-day program, my Inner Circle Mastermind, they start to realize that everyone's feeling frustrated. Everyone's feeling doubtful. No one ever feels good about their playing in jazz piano. And they start to realize, it's kind of crappy to say, but like, I actually feel better surrounded by others that are feeling the same frustrations as me. And that's because we're uniting around a common theme that helps us become stronger. And, you know, the saying, better together, it's not just thrown out there for some like clicky phrase, right? It actually is true. We are better together. And that's exactly why the community inside, which isn't the only thing that's going to be released in Jazz Piano School 4.0, by the way, is why this community is going to be so important. Now, the community used to be on Facebook. It's now within Jazz Piano School. And there's so many new, amazing, amazing features to be had. And I don't want to give it all away, but you can connect with other students. You can connect with instructors. There's forums. There's news threads. You can see the members. You can see the profiles. Like there's, oh my God, it's gorgeous. It's like a beautiful overhaul of the website. And what's going to be happening too, besides the community, I'd argue actually the community is the most helpful thing to students. The courses and education, yes, you need to move through that as well and learn, but if you don't have your mindset down, if you don't believe that you can actually accomplish your goal of jazz piano, like playing the way you've always wanted, then guess what's going to happen? What is going to happen? You're going to quit. You're going to stop. You're going to say, no, I'm the issue. This is not for me. I can't do this, right? But when you're surrounded by an amazing, supportive, inspirational community, that's not going to happen. You're going to see examples of other students going through the exact same thing as you. And guess what? You're going to see that even though they were in the darkness, they were feeling all the feelings that you were feeling, All they did was X, Y, Z. They kept going, and guess what? They got out of it, and they reached a point where they were able to play the way they've always dreamed of, but it's only because they did X, Y, Z. So when you see that, you say, oh, okay, this student was actually in the exact same spot of me, and they did X, Y, Z. So now, wow, that actually gives me hope. If I keep going and I keep working at this and I implement and integrate X, Y, Z, I can get to where they're at. You see how this happens around with when you're surrounded by community? It's an amazing, amazing thing. And it's one of the things that's really been missing within Jazz Piano School, the app, the platform, the community, is this community, this like amazing community that has taken us over a year now to build and put in there and implement and get running. And it'll be fully released to the public on Black Friday. And it happened to coincide with Black Friday just when we were ready to do this. So I thought, why not? Let's just offer this amazing new overhaul of the website and let's give a big discount to everyone who wants to take advantage of this as well. So it's amazing. Now, the other new things that we're going to be rolling out as well is a brand new live program that will actually allow you to get group coaching from myself and customized lesson plans with the instructors, Trent and Sterling. Trent Bryden and Sterling Koza. And Sterling does a lot of the content, so does Trent. And you will be able to get customized lesson plans from them and instruction from me in a group setting. And I don't want to go too far into this, but the price that we have in mind for this is going to be wildly achievable and financially affordable. And I don't want to give it away just yet, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really, really awesome. I'm super excited. And yeah, you just got it. So anyway, my point is, if you want to get all the details on our amazing, amazing Black Friday offer, go to jazzpianoschool.com. If you're not on any sort of email list already, or even if you are on an email list, you just want to make sure you're going to get the information, because there's a lot of people who have come through my email list and for whatever reason, like their email address stopped working or whatever. Let's just say you want to get the information. You want to make sure you get the information. And if you want to get the information first, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023. jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023. Because I promise you, this is going to be the biggest Black Friday that we've ever had. It'll be our biggest release and our biggest discount ever. This will be like literally the first time these two things have converged together to make this just the most superpower, spectacular, crazy release of Jazz Piano School, I think ever. So, I mean, it's well worth it to go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023. With that being said, I'm going to dive right into this episode. And what you're about to hear are amazing rhythmic drills that I've been actually experimenting with and testing. I do a lot of testing, not in a harmful way, but in a great way to extract proven results from my students. And I love doing this. I've been doing it over the course of years, and it's one of the things that makes my system so successful is because I always am tweaking, testing, improving, and changing things to make things even better. So these rhythmic exercises have been proven and are absolutely going to completely change the way you feel rhythm, the way you play, how your rhythm sounds coming out through your hand, in all sorts of ways, improvisation, comping, solo piano, just essentially everything. It's going to completely overhaul your rhythmic feeling, how you feel rhythm, and how you execute it on the piano. With that being said, let's dive right in. Here we go. All right, so for the first exercise, what we're going to do is play continuous eighth notes. Now, this can be continuous eighth notes or quarter notes, excuse me. This can be done over a blues. It can be done over one chord progression. And all I want you to use is two notes, right? So we're not worried about the notes here. We're just worried about the rhythms. I have my tempo set at 90. I'm going to be playing over a blues. So I'm going to use the F natural, an A flat, and B flat. So I'm choosing three notes. I wouldn't use more than three notes, probably less if you're a beginner. Continuous eighth notes and quarter notes. Here we go. I'm going to do it first and explain more about it. Thank you. Now, I bet you probably wouldn't have thought I could create such a decent sounding solo out of just three notes using quarter notes and eighth notes, right? Now, one of the main things that this effective, very effective and efficient rhythm drill does for all students is that it forces you to really play with the drums and bass in the groove. I recommend playing with Iro Pro like I did. It also takes away the thought process of having to think about notes, so you're only focused on rhythm. And you start to get as creative as possible and think outside the box. It literally forces you to do that. Now, you can do this over anything. So if I switch to like a 2-5-1, I can just do this over a 2-5-1. Maybe I'll choose three notes. So I'll choose A, C, and B. Excuse me, A, G, and C. I was looking at the notes and thinking about the different notes. And I'll do the exact same exercises. Here we go. So on and so forth. So that's pretty much, it's very easy. And the more simple progressions you use, the easier it's going to be. The more difficult progressions you use, like going all the way up to using full tunes and expanding your note range, the more difficult it's going to become as well. But the beauty to this exercise is when you keep it simple. So I recommend keeping it simple, only using three notes, using a simple blues or using a simple progression. The blues is usually the best. And just work on getting your notes in time and locked in with the groove. You're just looking to place your ear on the Iro Pro on the bass and drums and really locking in your quarter notes and eighth notes with them. Okay? Number two, this is something students need to do way more of, and that's going to be swing your scales up and down. And all this is doing is getting used to the swing feel of swinging scalar motion up and down. Now, that's essentially just working it up and down. We do want to use a metronome, and I want to go through a couple of different ways you can use your metronome. So, the first way, which I don't highly recommend, though, if you do have a good swing feel already, you can put your metronome just on a tempo, let's say 107. So I'm going to take this 107 tempo, and I'm going to swing my scale up and down now with the metronome. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Now, not everyone who does this will be able to tell whether they are swinging or not. And that tends to be a big issue. And when this happens, the student or the teacher will say, "You're not swinging." And then the student goes, "Well, why? Can you help me swing more?" And then the teacher goes, "Yeah, just listen and swing harder." And then the student goes, "Well, how do I do that?" And the teacher goes, "Well, go back and listen to more albums, and you just got to swing more. Just feel it," right? Has anyone had that experience before? Because I have. It's extremely frustrating because you get no information. I'm going to give you a plan right now. I want you to put your tempo or your metronome up to about 190. Now, my accent, actually, I'm going to put this on. So this is going to be triplets. It's counting on triplets. So it's going to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So we're going to subdivide our quarter note into triplets. All jazz eighth notes should be feeling the eighth note, or the quarter note, I should say, as a triplet subdivision. Triplet, 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 triplet. Now, what I'm doing is simply removing the middle subdivision of the three triplet subdivision, and that's how I'm aligning my eighth notes. So I'm aligning my first eighth note on the downbeat, the tri, and then I'm removing the pull, and then I'm playing my second eighth note on the let. Triplet, 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 three, and four, and one, and two, and and triple at triple at one and two and triple at trip. If I were to say the subdivisions, it would sound like this. Trip, let 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 trip. So I have my metronome clicking on triplets right now, and I'm going to swing my scale up and down while feeling the triplets. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one. Okay, you get the idea. So essentially what we're working on now is aligning our eighth notes with the triplets, because this is how we're going to start to help our eighth note lines make them feel like swing with the triplet subdivision. Now, if you're not used to doing this, I encourage you to do it around 170, and I promise you, when you start to do this, if you're not aligning with the triplet on your metronome, you're going to feel a disturbance in the swing, okay? Not a disturbance in the force, disturbance in the swing, right? Here's a very slow version of this, and I promise you, it will tell you the truth. Whether or not you are swinging, every single time. Here we go. One and two and three and four and. One more time. Good. Now that's a very simple exercise that all beginners should do. Even advanced players, I will do this sometimes to really test my swing feel. And even me, I'll come in and out occasionally and I'll feel it. It probably won't be perceptible to the audience, but I feel it and I know it's there. And I'm like, ah, shoot. So I drill this at much faster tempos. I'll go to 300. One, two, three, four. Right? Even that's not that fast, okay? I'll go faster tempos than that. That's going to be number two. Number three is to take this exercise and progress it even further. So once you're used to this, your next step is to start to actually improvise over one change, a chord progression, a blues, or even a full tune with your metronome clicking on triplets. That's the next hardest thing. So let's say I'll take the tune, Have You Met Miss Jones. I'll put Irel Pro on, okay? And I'm going to have my metronome clicking on triplets. And let's say I'm going to put it on, yeah, about 270. Okay? So I'm going to have it on 270. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And I'm going to improvise with my right hand. Actually, I'm sorry, Irel Pro won't be clicking, it'll just be the metronome. And I'm going to improvise through Have You Met Miss Jones. Here we go. One, two, three, four. So on and so forth. So That's essentially your next goal, is to put the metronome on. It doesn't have to be through a full tune. That will be quite difficult for most of you, actually. And that particular tempo, again, is going to be quite difficult as well because it's rather slow for a quarter note. One, two, three, four. That's around 80 to 90, I would say, right? And so essentially, you can start with a chord, you can start with a progression or a tune, but you're going to improvise spontaneously now, not just using a scale, and have the triplet subdivision going. Number four, here's a great one. Starting and ending your phrases on certain beats. So now I'm going to get rid of the metronome. And what I'm going to do here is I'll keep the tune, Have You Met Miss Jones? And I'm going to start a phrase on the downbeat of one and end a phrase on the downbeat of one. I did this with my mastermind students earlier today, and they loved it. They had a bunch of fun. They were playing with Iroh Pro. So that's my goal. I'm going to start a phrase on the downbeat of one and end on the downbeat of one. Then I'll wait three beats and do the same thing on the next set of two measures. Here we go. Up. One more time. Really, I need some more work on this. I was screwing up all over the place. I don't know if you guys heard it, but I was starting on some ands of fours by accident, starting on some ands of ones. So I was not doing the drill correctly, and that's a good demonstration. Let's leave that in. I want to leave that in because you need to know that your goal, no matter what lines you can play, it's forcing you. It's absolutely forcing you to do the exercise, right? So let's try another one. I'm going to start on the downbeat of two and end my line on the downbeat of two. Here we go. One, two, and three, and four, and one, and two, three, four. One, two, and three, and four, and one, and two. I won't count anymore. So what this is doing is forcing you to really get comfortable with all the different placements of starting your line, obviously, and ending your line. Now, this can get as complicated as starting to say now, okay, I'm going to start my line on the upbeat of one and end on the upbeat of three or the downbeat of three. Let's do the upbeat of one and the downbeat of three. So I'm going to start my line on the upbeat of one, end on the downbeat of three. Here we go. Two, three, four, one. Sorry, I'm going to end my line on the downbeat of three on the next measure. So I'm going to carry over the bar line. I'm not just going to play a little snippet of phrase, although you could do that. You could take little snippets and go, okay, I'm going to start on the upbeat of one and end on three. Why don't we do that first, and then I'll carry over the bar line. Here we go. So I'm just going to play small snippets. One and two and three, four, one and two and three, four, one. That's just a small snippet. That's a great exercise as well. But now I'm going to carry my line over into the next bar. I'm going to start on the upbeat of one, end on the downbeat of three. Here we go. It's less about the notes, obviously, in this particular drill or any of these rhythmic drills, really, for that sake. And I wanted to let you know that there's really two categories you need to focus on when for improvisation, comping, and all other things. Rhythm and notes. Rhythm and notes, right? These are two completely separate skill sets and abilities that you need to drill and work on separately, right? And like Duke said, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. So rhythm, I would argue, is much more important than the notes you play, because I can make a couple of notes sound really good as long as they have good rhythm. So that's going to be exercise number four, starting and stopping lines on different beats of the measure and practicing that. Number five, I want you to put your metronome clicking as different beats. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to, you can do this in a number of different ways. Let me see if I can figure out how to do this. No, I don't think I can. You can't really do this with iRoll Pro, unfortunately, like change the meter of the tune unless you actually write out the chart. Count and duration, no. Yeah, unfortunately you can't. So I'll just use a metronome. I'll play. So if I have the metronome on 120, I'm going to feel quarter notes because this will be the quarter note, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. So my playing and the way I'm feeling it is subdivided by four beats, right? So when I play or improvise, it might sound like this. So I was feeling all quarter notes. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to have this click on half notes. So the time, the actual tempo will be exactly the same. But the click I'm going to be hearing now is not a quarter note. It's going to be a half note. So I'm going to hear only two clicks per bar. And this is going to change the what? It's going to change the way I'm feeling. It's gonna change the way I perceive time. It's gonna leave more space. It's gonna create less anxiety in me because I don't hear that tong, 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 right? All I'm gonna hear is ta, ta, ta. So let's see how things change. Maybe my playing will be different, but it's a great way. It should be different. It's a great way to start to feel time differently and feel the space much more. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. So much more space. I felt more space. I was thinking differently. I wasn't thinking about all the beats, which was really, really cool. And then from here, again, we can start to go to whole notes. So maybe I'm just feeling whole notes now. So if I put this on whole notes, let's see if I... Let me see here. A little faster, right? 2, 3, 4, 1. So if I have this on 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? There's the click. So you have all the space now. And this is quite difficult because you need to feel the space. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So That is very challenging. That's a very challenging thing to do where you're just feeling the space. Clearly, my playing was a lot different, right? I was doing a lot more movements, a lot more reharms. I was kind of placing things in different odd ways that I would never have tried before. That's all due to this rhythmic drill. Number five. Number six, practicing lines that contain all four of these rhythms, quarter notes, eighth notes, triplet, and 16th. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to improvise over Have You Met Miss Jones. In every line I play, I'm going to make it long enough where I'm going to use a quarter note, an eighth note, a triplet, and a 16th note all within one line. Now, this is going to drastically help the contrast and excitement of my lines. You know, you don't want to overdo it, obviously, but this is just an example of an exaggerated way to work on all of your rhythms within one, okay? I'm going to put this on, let me see, let's try 90. Yeah, that's about good. Here we go. Let me start this again. No left hand. Great exercise as well. Trying to really start to integrate all of the different types of rhythms into one line. Now, there's also a variation to this where you can just work on all just one straight rhythm. Like, let's just say you're just going to work on eighth notes. Then all you do is improvise with eighth notes. It doesn't have to be continuous straight eighth notes. You can definitely do eighth notes in different ways, but just all eighth notes. Then, guess what? All triplets. Maybe I do all triplets. So on and so forth. Maybe I do all 16 notes. 1E into 2E into 3E into 4E. And then again, it doesn't have to be continuous. You can go da 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 da, right? It doesn't have to be a continuous strand, but you just want to make sure you're using all of the same rhythm. Okay? So just to recap, again, the first one, continuous eighth notes and quarter notes with the groove. I did the example of the blues. That one's all about locking in with the groove. Number two, swinging scales up and down with the metronome. And we want to put our metronome to triplets. The next step, number three, was to improvise with the metronome on triplets. So now I would improvise lines with my metronome clicking on triplets. Triplet, triplet, triplet. So you're improvising with the metronome on triplets. Number four, starting and stopping lines on certain beats. End of two, downbeat of one. One, two, and three, and four, and one, two, three, four, one, two, and three, and four, and one. Okay, picking different beats. Number five, putting the metronome clicking on different subdivisions of the quarter note. So essentially half notes, you could do whole notes, and you could even go eighth notes, right? You could do eighth notes and 16th notes as an option as well. And then number six, finally practicing different rhythms, and that's all you play, or combining them all into one line. So whether you're practicing all eighth notes, all 16th notes, all triplets, or trying to jam them all into one line to try and create a variety of them and move back and forth between each one, okay? Hope this helped you all, guys. Don't forget to go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023 to get the latest news and updates on our Black Friday release of Jazz Piano School 4.0. With that being said, I'll talk to you guys later.